You're listening to New England Public Media. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's New England office this week announced awards for people who've worked to protect the environment. Three people were given Lifetime Achievement Awards, including the late Barbara Cianfarini, who for years fought to clean up PCBs in the Berkshires. New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports.
It was in the middle of a highly contentious virtual public hearing this week where people were railing against the EPA and its proposal to dispose PCBs in Lee, Massachusetts, that the moderator from the agency, Bob Cianciarillo, paused to announce the award, which he said is the regional EPA's highest honor.
We appreciate all of Barbara's advocacy over the years, and she would have been a strong voice as part of this process. Charlie, are you on the line?
That's Charles Cianfarini, Barbara's husband, who joined the public hearing to speak out against the EPA's cleanup plan.
Yes, I am, Bob. Thank you for the kind words. You make it difficult for me to now say what I got to say.
What he said was that EPA's proposed cleanup should make human health the priority. Those were also the sentiments of his late wife, Barbara, who first learned about the health effects of PCBs when they were discovered on her mother-in-law's property in Pittsfield in 1998, recalls Charles Cianfarini.
We got a call from my mother saying that there was two nice men from General Electric who came and said that they wanted to do some testing of her yard.
Testing for PCBs. At that time, dozens of homeowners in Pittsfield learned the soil around their homes was contaminated with the chemical compound once used at the GE plant. Barbara Cianfarini began researching the health effects. In a 2014 interview with New England Public Radio, she said the stench of PCBs in Pittsfield stuck with her.
It's a very heavy, dank, oily smell. I jokingly referred to it as Pittsfield's bad breath.
Barbara Cianfarini helped start the group Citizens for PCB Removal. But Charles Cianfarini says his late wife's environmental advocacy wasn't always welcome in Pittsfield.
I think it was very important that you had someone like Barbara to speak out, even though there was always backlash from the business community, from the realtors, who didn't want to admit that there could be a problem, you know, or we can't talk about this contamination. We can't talk about, you know, a cleanup because that just makes it all look bad and maybe somebody's house might not sell because of it.
He says Barbara Cianfarini, who once worked as a legal secretary for GE Plastics, was always respectful, even towards the people she pushed to clean things up.
She always felt that the EPA and the people that we dealt with were on our side of the fight. They wanted a good, successful cleanup.
Barbara Cianfarini's fight helped get the agreement signed by GE about 20 years ago to clean up the river, starting with the first stretch downstream of its Pittsfield plant. Years later, in that 2014 interview, she pointed out that after the PCBs were dug up there, plants and animals returned.
Mother Nature has taken over and camouflaged it very well. So we're very pleased with the results.
In honoring Barbara Cianfarini, the EPA said she prodded the government for two decades, and in recent years, her focus was on the remaining segment of the Housatonic River, an effort the agency called steady, scientific, and strong. Now her river advocate colleagues aren't giving up. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.